Well, Neil, the perfect away day, wasn't it, today from your side? It ticked every box.
Yeah, a great performance. I thought we showed, you know, real commitment, and, you know, and when the game was tight and it was 0-0, and, you know, I thought we really worked hard to get there. And, you know, we, in the end, the game opened up and, you know, we got our chances. You know, we played football when it went on to play. Difficult surface. It was a difficult surface to play on. But I thought defensively, I think the whole 11, you know, really, really, you know, pulled together. And, you know, it's as good away performance as, you know, as we've had.
Yeah, because you were enforced into changes as well. And I don't know whether you felt that was going to disrupt things or you had full confidence in the players coming in.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's like anything else. You want to try and settle things down. But, you know, through the course of the season, you're going to get injuries and illness and, you know, and players missing. And the players that come in, have, you know, have excelled tonight, you know. So they've put themselves in a position now where they've got the shirts. And, you know, that's how you want your football club to be. You want the lads to compete and, you know, you want them to know that they've got to work hard and play well to stay in.
Yeah, because to get a clean sheet in this league is difficult, isn't it? And I thought everyone defended well, but the centre-backs tonight, another new centre-back pairing this season, but did really well this evening.
Yeah, yeah, they're good, you know, they're a good balance. You know, I thought they read the player really well. I thought they nipped in and intercepted things and thought they got us up the pitch, and I thought they were tough when they needed to be, got in good positions for crosses, you know, cleared the lines well, and, you know, there was the rock or the bedrock of, you know, of the performance, really, of, you know, where everything evolved around.
Yeah, and it just seemed, you know, the team grew in confidence first 15, 20 minutes. Withstood a bit of pressure, but just grew into the game. And then Morrison has that chance first half. And I don't know what you were thinking or saying to your players at half-time, Neil, that this game was there to be won.
Yeah, I mean, the message has been the same, you know, for the last half a dozen, seven games, you know, that we're staying in the game. You know, we're trying to teach them championship football. Listen, the vast majority of my football has been played at this level, you know, in my career as a player. And I know how to win football matches, you know, at this level. And, you know, you've got to stay in the game. It's got to be close. There can't be anything in it. And when you do that, you've always got a chance of picking points up. And I think that's been the case in the last few games.
And when you've got a midfielder in confident mood as well and taking shots on, you know, you get your rewards, don't you?
Definitely. You know, he's playing out with skin at the moment. You know, and tonight was no exception. You know, it's a great strike for the goal. But his all-round performance, you know, you look at him, I mean, he's a great build for a midfield player. So he gives you physical presence, he wins headers and 50-50s, and he's got this range to his passing, you know, and he's really starting to grow into what he's doing now. You can see him enjoying himself.
Yeah, and we were speaking to Sam, you know, he was saying you've sort of asked him, or you've talked about maybe getting more goals, and he's added his second of the season tonight.
Yeah, I just think, you know, for Sam, I just think he's such a talent, you know, such a good young player, is that I think there's more facets to him, you know, and I think he's realising that himself now. And you know, he's nicked a couple of goals now in the last two away games, and I think there's more in him. You know, I think, you know, for Sam Byram, I think he's capable of double figures, you know, because he's that type of talent. But, you know, he's another one who's worked his socks off tonight, and, you know, there's one or two in there that's tired, but, you know, tired for the right reasons.
And you talked about your strikers at the weekend, but for Steve Morrison, it was a great performance. Again, it's just that one thing he's missing is the goals. But when you win games, it doesn't matter as much, does it?
Well, exactly. And, you know, the thing is with Steve is, you know, he's playing well. He leads the line really well. He gives us something at both ends of the pitch. You know, his defensive heading today as well, different class. He must have cleared half a dozen balls in the box for us. And but it's just his touch play and his link play, you know, to midfield players gambling on. And, you know, he did brilliant for the second goal. He held play up. He was unlucky with his finish. Steadied himself and picked a great ball out, you know, for Sam. So, I'm chuffed a bit for Steve. You know, he's a good kid. He's another one that just needed to be in a better place. You know, he's got somebody that rates him. You know, so, you know, long may it continue.
And long may it continue the team. They're one defeat in six. Three wins in that sequence. Back-to-back away wins. Things are going along very nicely, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a lot better. And it's took time and it's been tough. You know, and we've had to tough it out as a club. You can see that. And, you know, it's not nice for the supporters, but the bottom line is they've stuck together. You know, they've really enjoyed themselves tonight. You can see that. You know, you can see the togetherness of the lads in the dressing room, and, you know, they're desperate to do well. You know, and they're finding their feet now, and, you know, we've got a way of playing. It suits us. You know, we're comfortable in what we do, and, you know, we're picking results up.
Any chance of any of the players who missed out tonight, thinking obviously of the Rudy, Liam Cooper, any chance of them coming back?
Well,
Saturday?
I think Coops might be struggling for a bit. It might be two or three games before he's back. You know, it was a knock, and it's, you know, it's a bad knock. I think Rudy might be available, and obviously Gaetano, Brady might be available as well. You know, because they're just viruses, but obviously they were too ill to travel. So they could come back into contention.
But I suppose, you know, when your team put in performances like this, it makes life easier for you, doesn't it, this week?
Well, definitely, you know, and the thing now is that, you know, with the turnaround of the games, we've got a long trip back now. So, you know, we've got to make sure that the rest up, because at this time of the season, sometimes rest is as important as training. So we'll get the time right when we come in and train again, but we'll prepare now for Saturday, because we're coming off the back of a good performance, good result, you know, and the lads will be looking forward to it.
Thanks, Neil. Well
Cheers,
done.
Tom.